Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan was standing at his right hand to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Isn't this man a burning stick plucked from a fire?" Now Joshua was clothed in filthy clothing and was standing in front of the angel. Then the angel of the Lord spoke to those who were standing in front of him, "Remove his filthy clothing." Then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken your guilt away from you, so that I may clothe you in a special robe." I said, "Let them place a clean turban on his head." So they placed a clean turban on his head and got him dressed, while the angel of the Lord was standing by. Then the angel of the Lord spoke solemnly to Joshua, "This is what the Lord of armies says, 'If you will walk in my ways and carry out my ministry, then you will also govern my house and watch over my courts, and I will give you access among those who are standing here.' Now listen, High Priest Joshua, you and your associates who sit in front of you, because these men are a sign. Look, I am going to bring my servant, the branch. Look carefully at the stone that I placed in front of Joshua. On one stone with seven facets, I will engrave an inscription, declares the Lord of armies, and I will remove the guilt of this land in a single day. On that day, declares the Lord of armies, each one of you will invite his neighbor to join him under his vine and under his fig tree." Chapter 4. Then the angel who was speaking with me returned and woke me up in the same way that a man is awakened from sleep. He said to me, "What do you see?" I said, "Look, right there, I see a lampstand made entirely of gold with a basin on top of it, with seven lamps on it, and there are seven channels leading to the lamps that are on top of it. There are two olive trees beside it, one to the right of the bowl and one to its left." I asked the angel who was speaking with me, "What are these, my lord?" The angel who was speaking with me answered me, "Don't you know what these are?" I answered, "No, my lord." So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, 'Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of armies.' What are you, you great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a level plain. Then he will bring out the capstone with shouts of grace. Grace be with it." Then the word of the Lord came to me, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of armies has sent me to you. For who despises the day of small things? They will rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of the Lord that range throughout the whole earth." Then I asked him, "What are these two olive trees to the right and left of the lampstand?" I asked him a second time, "What are the two olive branches that are beside the two gold conduits that pour out the golden oil?" He said to me, "Don't you know what these are?" I said, "No, my lord." Then he said, "These are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of all the earth."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.